development of children's number line estimation in primary school, regional and curricular influences, Chang Chu, Sabrina de Leonardo Burr, Joanne Lefebvre, Sherry Lynn Schwarchuk, Helena P. Osana, Aaron A. Maloney, Judith Wiley, Victoria Sims, Maria Ines Suspirigli, Heather Douglas, Anne LeFay. Is the development of number line estimation, or NLE, similar across regions? Data from Canada, Quebec sample size of 67, mean age of 7.9 years, Manitoba, sample size of 177, mean age of 7.8 years, Chile, sample size of 81, mean age of 7.9 years, and Northern Ireland, sample size of 171, mean age of 7.3 years, were analyzed. Twice, approximately 1 year apart, students completed a 0 to 1,000 number line estimation task and other mathematical tasks. Using latent profile analysis, students' estimates were classified as belonging to either a uniform or variable profile. At time 1, estimation accuracy differed across regions, but at time 2, patterns of performance were similar. Regional variations and improvements were related to curricular demands. Moreover, many meta-analyses of the associations between number line estimation and other mathematical tasks revealed medium effect sizes. Overall, the number line estimation task can provide insights into concurrent and longitudinal mathematics achievement, but educational experiences should be considered when comparing performance across regions. Differences in mathematics competence across countries and regions are often indexed with performance on international mathematics assessments. However, these assessments only provide information about group-level differences at a single time point. Moreover, longitudinal research provides information about the development of students' mathematical skill, but not all tasks are suitable for students at similar educational stages in different countries because of variations in curriculum expectations and spoken languages. Accordingly, comparing mathematical development over time across countries and educational systems is challenging. To overcome some of these challenges, we recruited students from 4 regions, 3 countries, with variability in their years of educational experience, language of instruction, and curricula, and asked them to complete an identical number line estimation task. Both across and within regions, we assessed several factors known to relate to number line performance and development, such as age, gender, and socioeconomic status. Our goal was to determine whether the number line task provides useful information about the development of mathematical skills, despite levels of diversity that are inevitable in cross-cultural comparisons. Why focus on number line performance? Performance on the number line estimation task captures important aspects of students' number system knowledge, such as children's familiarity with numbers, understanding of numerical magnitude and proportional reasoning skills, and is strongly associated with current and future mathematics achievement. In a meta-analysis of over 10,000 participants, Schneider et al. 2018 reported an average correlation of absolute value of R equals 0.44 between mathematical competence and number line performance. The correlation was stable across different scoring methods, different measures of mathematical competence, and different versions of the number line task. This stability suggests that the number line task is a good candidate for comparing mathematical development among students who vary with respect to factors that are difficult to equate across groups, such as educational experience, language, and cultural factors. 1. Potential factors to consider in cross-cultural number line estimation research. 1.1. Age-related differences in number line estimation. There are many variations of the number line estimation task. However, most researchers have used the classical number-to-position version where students estimate the location of a target number on a horizontal line. The line typically has a base 10 scale, with 0 on the left end and 10, 100, or 1,000 on the right end. Age-relevant ranges for the number line include 0 to 10 for preschoolers, 0 to 100, and 0 to 1,000 for elementary school students, and 0 to 10,000 for middle school, secondary school, and post-secondary students. Children's estimates become more precise as they master number knowledge in the appropriate range. Beyond knowing that children's estimates improve with age, it is important to know how they improve. Improvements may reflect a shift in children's mental representation of magnitude from logarithmic to linear or the selection of more effective strategies, such as the use of appropriate reference points. Sometimes trials are averaged such that participants have a single accuracy score associated with their performance, but because accuracy can vary within participants and across trials, analyses that consider individual trial performance can provide further insights into patterns of estimation. One approach to investigating patterns of estimation is to use latent profile analysis. Latent profile analysis, which is a type of latent variable analysis, is based on the assumption that within a dataset, there is a mixture of observations from several mutually exclusive profiles. In the case of number line estimation, our mixture of observations is from the various patterns of estimation exhibited by each student. The analysis allows for identification of groups of students that show similar performance or patterns on the latent variables. In contrast to explanations of performance that are based on a logarithmic to linear shift model of development, latent variable analysis allows researchers to investigate how students transition from one profile of estimation to another, even when those profiles do not fit linear and logarithmic functions. Latent variable analysis has been used in previous developmental number line research to group participants by the patterns of performance on the number line task and observe changes in these patterns over time, without needing to commit to a particular theoretical perspective before data are analyzed. In the present study, we used both this person-centered approach and a more typical variable-centered analysis because the two approaches complement each other. 1.2. Educational experiences, language, and number line performance. Educational experiences, such as the age at which children begin compulsory schooling, resources available in schools, and the curriculum, that is, play-based versus academically oriented kindergarten programs, vary across and within countries. Family socioeconomic status, SES, is also related to educational experiences, that is, public versus private schools. Such factors are related to children's number line skills. Torbayans et al. 2015 compared fraction number line performance for middle school students, that is, grades 6 and 8, in three countries. Belgium, mean age 11.2 years and 13.3 years. The US, mean age 11.4 years and 13.2 years. In China, mean age 12.3 years and 14.3 years. Chinese and Belgian students were more accurate than the US students on a 0-1 fraction number line. On a 0-5 fraction number line, Chinese students were more accurate than Belgian students, who were more accurate than US students. However, correlations between number line performance and arithmetic skills were significant in all three countries. Absolute value of RS ranging from 0.23 for grade 8 Chinese students to 0.44 for grade 6 Belgian students. The overall differences in accuracy of number line estimation for students in these three countries were attributed to different in educational experiences, that is, mathematics curricula, teaching training, beliefs about mathematics, and time spent on mathematics, whereas the similar correlations between number line and arithmetic skills were used to support the theory that fraction and whole number knowledge are integrated in development across countries. Language of instruction is often confounded with educational experience and thus needs to be considered in studies of number line performance. To separate these influences, Lasky and Yu 2014 examined whether knowing Chinese, a language with systematic number reconstruction, would support students' learning of number line estimation. Students in kindergarten and grade 2 from two countries, Chinese students in China, mean age 6.1 and 7.9 years, and Chinese-American students attending a bilingual Chinese-English public school in the U.S., mean age 6.0 and 8.1 years, completed 0 to 100 and 0 to 1,000 number line tasks, and two-digit, two-addend addition problems. In kindergarten, the Chinese students performed better than the Chinese-American students on both number line and complex addition tasks. In grade 2, the differences between the groups increased. Overall, Chinese-American and Chinese students were approximately 1 and 2 years more advanced, respectively, than non-Chinese-American students in other similar studies. Lasky and Yu concluded that language may support students' acquisition of mathematical skills, but because the Chinese-American students were less advanced than the Chinese students, educational experiences are likely also important. Zhu and Lefebvre 2018 compared the number line performance of 94 3-5-year-old Canadian-born children, half of whose parents have immigrated from China and spoke Chinese. Despite equivalent educational experiences, the Chinese-Canadian children performed better on a range of numeracy measures, that is, verbal counting, number identification, numeration, and non-symbolic exact arithmetic, and were better able to effectively use the midpoint on a 0-10 number line. Similarly, Siegler and Mu, 2008, found that 29 Chinese students in kindergarten, mean age 5.7 years, performed more accurately on a 0 to 100 number line than the 24 American students, mean age 5.6 years. However, Chinese students outperformed American students on addition tasks as well, suggesting that the cross-country differences might simply reflect overall mathematical competence that is closely tied to students' educational experiences. These early differences in numeracy skills may reflect not only language differences, but also cultural differences about the importance of early mathematical competence. In another approach to comparing language effects on number line performance, Helmrich et al., 2011, compared the performance of German, mean age 7.3 years, and Italian speaking, mean age 6.9 years, grade 1 students on a 0 to 100 number line. The German language uses inversion in two-digit numbers, that is 4 and 20, whereas the Italian language does not, that is 20 and 4. They found that the German-speaking students made less accurate estimations than Italian-speaking students, especially for numbers where an inversion error would lead to a large estimation error, that is, placing 82 at 28, compared to the numbers where an inversion error would have less impact, that is, placing 54 at 45. These findings indicate that number line performance may vary with specific language features. 1.3. Gender differences in number line performance. Findings surrounding gender differences in mathematics achievement have been mixed. For example, some studies find no gender differences in semantic number magnitude processing tasks, such as the number line estimation task. In contrast, other researchers have found gender differences on the number line task, with boys more accurately placing target numbers than girls. In a recent study investigating gender differences in children's basic numerical skills, Hutchison et al., 2019, find that although gender differences are the exception, not the rule, number line estimation tasks were the only basic numerical task in which boys showed an advantage over girls. One explanation for this advantage is related to spatial processing. For example, Tian et al., 2022, found that for students from kindergarten through grade 4, gender differences were mediated by students' spatial skills, that is, proportional reasoning and mental rotation. Tian et al. Speculated that the advantage in number line estimation for boys may reflect a more accurate mental representation of numbers or the use of different strategies. In a meta-analysis, Rivers et al., 2021, reported that after controlling for estimation accuracy, boys were more confident in their trial-by-trial judgments on the number line task than girls. They speculated that girls' lower confidence may be related to their lower self-efficacy in either their perceived math abilities or spatial abilities, or both. Finally, beyond number line estimation, culture may influence gender differences in mathematics, such that the gender gap may be greater in nations with greater gender inequality. Together, these studies underscore the importance of considering gender in cross-cultural number line estimation research. In summary, various factors should be considered in comparisons of number line performance across diverse groups. The number line task may be a useful index of mathematical skill, but more work is needed to understand how factors such as age, educational experience, language, and gender are linked to differences in number line performance. 2. The present study. To understand how the factors discussed above are linked to differences in number line performance, we examined and compared patterns of development on the number line task over the course of 1 year for students from 4 regions in 3 countries, the provinces of Quebec and Manitoba in Canada, Chile, and Northern Ireland. These regions were selected because they allowed us to examine differences in age, gender, educational experiences, and language of instruction within and across regions. See Table 1 for details. Notably, these 4 regions are not the only geographic regions in the world that could provide insights into how various factors may differ within and across cultures. However, because these regions differ in language of instruction, curriculum expectations, and age at which students begin formal schooling, they provide a useful starting point for considering cross-cultural differences in number line estimation. All students complete the same 0 to 1,000 number line task at 2 points approximately 1 year apart. Additionally, students complete a variety of other numeracy and mathematics tasks, that is, number comparison, number transcoding, mathematics word problem solving, and arithmetic fluency, that are correlated with number line performance. 2.1. Research Question 1. Are the patterns of development of number line estimation similar across regions? We expected students from all 4 regions to show improvements in their estimation skills from time 1 to time 2, that is, after 1 year. To test for quantitative differences, that is mean percent absolute error, PAE, and qualitative differences, that is patterns of estimates, in performance across regions and over time, we use ANOVA and latent profile analysis respectively. Based on previous work by Zhu 2019 with primary school students and based on the curriculum for these students, that is most students were still learning the numbers to 1,000, we expected that the two profiles would emerge, a uniform profile where students would have low PAE across the targets, and B, a variable profile where students would have higher PAEs for smaller target numbers. Within each region, we also explored the demographic variables, age and months, gender, socioeconomic status, and whether students were enrolled in immersion programs, and mathematical skills, number comparison, transcoding, arithmetic fluency, and word problem solving, that differentiated students in the two profiles. Moreover, we explored which of these variables were related to students transitioning from or remaining within the variable profile. Based on the literature, we expected that older students, boys, students who attended high SES schools, and students with stronger mathematical skills would be more likely to be in the uniform profile or to be transitioning from the variable to uniform profile. We did not expect profile differences based on immersion status. 2.2. Research Question 2. Are the relations among number line estimation and performance on other mathematical tasks similar across regions? In a meta-analysis, Schneider et al. 2018 reported a medium effect size for the correlation between number line estimation and mathematical competence. In the present study, we conducted several mini meta-analyses using data from the four regions to examine the relations between number line estimation and various mathematical skills. Moreover, we examined whether some tasks were more strongly related to number line performance than others and compared the strength of correlations across regions. Based on Schneider et al.'s findings, we expected medium effect sizes and similar patterns of relations between number line and mathematical performance in all regions. 3. Method. 3.1. Participants. Following ethics approval, school principals were contacted. Footnote 1. Ethics approval was obtained from the Institutional Ethics Review Committees at the Pontificia Universidad Católica de Chile, Concordia University, the University of Winnipeg, and Queen's University Belfast. On approval of the principals, letters were sent home to parents inviting students to participate. Interested parents provided informed consent for their child to participate, and students provided oral assent prior to each testing session. At time 1, a total of 496 students participated. Mean age equals 7.8 years, standard deviation equals 5 months, 45% boys. Students were tested again approximately 1 year later at time 2. Mean age equals 8.8 years, standard deviation equals 6 months, 44% boys. Two one-way ANOVAs were conducted to determine if there was age differences across the four regions at time 1 and time 2. There was an effect of age at time 1, F statistic of 3,511 equals 98.41, probability less than 0.001, and time 2, F statistic of 3,532 equals 75.52, probability less than 0.001. At both time points, children from Northern Ireland were significantly younger than the children from other three regions, all probabilities less than 0.001. No other age differences were significant. Across the four regions, 82 students withdrew from the study between testing points, that is, changing schools, programs, or illness, leaving 414 students who participated in both testing sessions. 88 new participants joined the study at time 2, see Table 1. To determine whether there were differences between students who completed both waves of testing and those who completed one wave of testing, t-test and chi-square tests were conducted on the following demographic and outcome variables: gender, region, number comparison, time 1 and time 2, and number line estimation, time 1 and time 2. Only region differed for those with complete versus incomplete data, such that there were fewer students from Winnipeg and Montreal who participated at both time points than there were from Northern Ireland and Chile. We speculate that this difference is the result of recruitment differences wherein ethics approval and consent from parents had to be obtained at both waves of data collection in Winnipeg and Montreal, whereas it only needed to be obtained once in Northern Ireland and Chile. In the subsequent analyses, data for students who participated at either one or both time points were included. N equals 584. See the results for the details. Students were individually tested by trained research assistants in a quiet area of the schools. 3.2. Openness and transparency. Various papers based on some of the data from these projects have been previously published. However, none of the analyses in the previously published works focus on the development of Numberline performance. Only the measures used in the current analyses are described here, but a complete description of all measures can be found on the Open Science Framework (OSF) sites for the Language Learning and Mathematics Achievement Study in Canada and Northern Ireland and the Home Math Environment and the Development of Math Skills in Chile study at these locations. https://osf.io/428hp/ for Manitoba, Quebec, Northern Ireland, and https://osf.io/enxg5 for Chile. Data were analyzed using MPLUS version 8.3 and SPSS version 28.0. The study design and analyses were not pre-registered. 3.3. Materials. 3.3.1. Datasets. For each region, detailed information about ages, schooling, curricular expectations, and language is shown in Table 1. Data were collected in two academic years, 2017 to 2018 and 2018 to 2019. 3.3.1.1. Chile. One dataset included students from Chile in grade 2 at time 1 and grade 3 at time 2. These data were also included in a meta-analysis conducted by Ellis et al. 2021. Students were either in low SES schools that received subsidies from the government or high SES schools that were not subsidized. All schools were located in the urban metropolitan area of Santiago, the Chilean capital. Given the segregation of the education system in Chile, schools catered to students from similar socioeconomic backgrounds, either low or high SES. All students received instruction in Spanish. 3.3.1.2. Canada. Two datasets included Canadian students from two provinces, Manitoba and Quebec. The Manitoba number line was also included in Ju de Leonardo Burr et al. 2022. Although both samples were from Canada, Manitoba and Quebec differ both educationally and culturally, such that Manitoba and Quebec had the lowest and highest scores of all Canadian provinces on the PISA mathematics assessment, respectively. Participants in both provinces attended public, that is, government-funded schools, and lived in middle-class suburbs of either large or small cities. In Quebec, the language of instruction was French. In Manitoba, students attended either English instruction or French immersion programs, in which the language of mathematics instruction was English or French, respectively. 3.3.1.3. Northern Ireland. The fourth dataset included students from Northern Ireland. Students were in their third, year 3, time 1, and fourth, year 4, time 2, years of primary education. Students either attended English instruction or Irish immersion programs in which mathematics instruction was in English or Irish, respectively. Schools were in working to middle-class neighborhoods, matched across programs for percentage of students who were eligible for free meals. 3.3.2. Measures. 3.3.2.1. Numberline estimation. Students completed a 0 to 1,000 numberline task using the Estimation Line app on an iPad. https://hume.ca/ix/estimationline/. The length of the line depended on the size of the iPad. In the present study, the line was between 13 and 16 centimeters across the four regions. A target number was shown and students were instructed to point to a position on the number line where they thought the target number should be located. After the student tapped the number line, a red vertical mark was displayed to show their estimate. Before beginning the task, the students practiced using the iPad by completing two calibration trials. For these trials, they were asked to tap a green target on the number line. After the practice trials, 24 experimental trials were randomly presented one at a time above the line. See example in Figure 1. Students were instructed to tap the location on the number line where they think the target number belongs. The number line remained on the screen until the student pressed the Done button to proceed to the next trial. Stimuli selected such that, with the exception of the endpoints 0 to 99 and 900 to 999, there were two stimuli per hundreds unit with an equal number of trials on either side of the midpoint. There were slightly more trials across the endpoints and midpoint because benchmark strategies are common for number line estimation. Target numbers were 6, 18, 59, 97, 124, 165, 211, 239, 344, 383, 420, 458, 542, 580, 617, 656, 761, 789, 835, 876, 903, 941, 982, and 994. No feedback was given on the experimental trials. For each trial, the percentage absolute error, PAE, was calculated using the formula. PAE equals the absolute value of estimated number minus target number, divided by 1,000, all multiplied by 100. Scoring was the mean PAE across all trials. Chromebox Alpha was based on the PAE of the individual trials was high across the four regions at both time 1, alphas ranged from 0.86 to 0.91, and time 2, alphas ranged from 0.84 to 0.90. There are other indices of number line performance available, but the relations between number line performance and mathematical skills are similar across these indices. Thus, PAE was selected because it is scale independent and easy to interpret. 3.3.2.2 Number Comparison. Students completed a number comparison task using the Bigger Number app on an iPad. https://apps.apple.com/app/bigger-number/id13176193. Students were presented with two single-digit numbers and instructed to tap the numerically bigger number as quickly as possible. After two practice trials, students were presented with 26 experimental trials in random order. See the list of stimuli in Appendix A. Half of the trials had a small distance between the two numbers, that is, distances of 1 to 3, and the other half of the trials had a large distance between the two numbers, that is, distances of 4 to 7. Chromebox Alpha, based on response times, on the correct trials of individual items for each region, that is Manitoba, Quebec, Chile, and Northern Ireland respectively, were 0.94, 0.93, 0.94, and 0.88 at time 1, and 0.94, 0.94, 0.94, and 0.93 at time 2. To take both speed and accuracy into account, an adjusted response time, RT sub ADJ, or response time adjusted, was calculated using the mean correct response time, or RT response time, for each student, adjusted by adding the proportion of error, PE, scaled by the ratio of the standard deviation of the correct response time, SD sub RT, or standard deviation response time, and the standard deviation of percentage error, SD sub PE. This linear integrated speed accuracy score was calculated using the formula response time adjusted equals response time plus proportion of error times the fraction of standard deviation of correct response time divided by standard deviation of percentage error. 3.3.2.3 Transcoding. Two transcoding tasks were administered, writing and naming. For the writing task, students heard a number word and were asked to write it down in numeral form. For the naming task, students were shown an Arabic numeral and they were asked to name the number. The number of trials and the stimuli varied across regions. See OSF and Appendix A for details. At time 1, students in Manitoba, Quebec, and Northern Ireland completed both the writing and naming tasks. Footnote 2. We did not include Quebec transcoding at time 1 because of the administrative differences compared to the other regions. Students in Quebec were assigned to one or four task conditions, target size, large, small, multiplied by type of transcoding, writing, naming. Thus, because students did not complete all targets for both writing and naming, a sum score that is equivalent for all could not be obtained. Students in Chile completed only the naming task. Students in Manitoba and Northern Ireland were presented with 20 trials for both the writing and naming tasks. 1 one-digit number, 4 two-digit numbers, 12 three-digit numbers, and 3 4-digit numbers. Students in Manitoba completed all 20 trials, whereas for students in Northern Ireland, testing was discontinued after 3 consecutive errors. Students in Chile were presented with 1 practice trial, 1 2-digit number, followed by 15 trials, 3 3-digit numbers, 6 4-digit numbers, 3 5-digit numbers, and 3 6-digit numbers. At time 2, students in Manitoba, Quebec, and Northern Ireland completed the writing task. Students from Northern Ireland and Chile completed the naming task. Students in Manitoba and Quebec were presented with up to 30 trials for the writing task. 6 trials for each set of 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7-digit numbers. Testing was discontinued when a child incorrectly responded to all trials in a set. Students in Northern Ireland completed 28 trials for the writing and naming tasks without discontinuation rules. 1 1-digit number, 4 2-digit numbers, 12 3-digit numbers, 7 4-digit numbers, and 4 5-digit numbers. In Chile, for the naming task, students were presented with 1 practice trial, 1 3-digit number, followed by 15 trials, 3 4-digit numbers, 6 5-digit numbers, 2 trials for each set of 6, 7, and 10-digit numbers. The input and output languages for the transcoding tasks were English, Manitoba and Northern Ireland, French for Quebec, and Spanish for Chile. Scores in all regions were the mean number of correctly transcoded items for both tasks. Given that the tasks varied across regions, the reliability measures varied accordingly. At time 1, for Manitoba and Northern Ireland, internal reliability was calculated based on the accuracy of individual trials. Manitoba, Cronbach alpha equals 0.94 and 0.93 for writing and naming, respectively. Northern Ireland, Cronbach alpha equals 0.71 for writing, whereas individual trials data were not available for naming. For Chile, the internal reliability was calculated based on the accuracy of the individual trials, Cronbach alpha equals 0.96. At time 2 for Manitoba, Quebec, and Northern Ireland, internal reliability was calculated based on the accuracy of individual trials. Writing, Cronbach alpha equals 0.86, 0.91, and 0.90 in Manitoba, Quebec, and Northern Ireland, respectively. For Chile, the internal reliability was calculated based on the accuracy of individual trials, naming Cronbach alpha equals 0.94. For Northern Ireland, individual trials data were not available for naming. 3.3.2.4 Word Problem Solving. Students in Manitoba and Quebec completed the Applied Problem Solving Test from the Key Math 3rd edition at both Time 1 and Time 2. On each trial, students heard a mathematical word problem accompanied by a visual stimulus, usually a picture, and they provided a verbal response to the question. If they made 3 consecutive incorrect responses, the task was discontinued. The reported reliabilities for the subset scores of the Key Math 3rd edition from the technical report were in the range of the 0.80s. Students in Northern Ireland completed the mathematics reasoning subset of the Welschler Individual Achievement Test at time 2. If they made 6 consecutive incorrect responses, the task was discontinued. The reported reliabilities for the subset scores from the technical report were in the range of the 0.80s and the 0.90s. Students in Chile completed the math fluency subset of the Pateria 3 Woodcock Munoz Prueba de Aprovechamiento. On each trial, students heard a mathematical word problem accompanied by a visual stimulus, usually a picture, and they provided a verbal response to the question. The starting point was dependent on the grade of the child, but baseline was established. Testing was terminated when the students made 6 consecutive errors or failed to respond. The median reported reliability for the Spanish version of the applied problem subtest from the technical report was 0.92. 3.3.2.5 Arithmetic Fluency. Students in Manitoba, Quebec, and Northern Ireland completed a paper and pencil arithmetic fluency task. For each of the 3 subtests, that is, addition, subtraction, and multiplication, problems were arranged in a 20x3 matrix. Students were given 1 minute per page to solve as many problems as possible. Students were instructed to start with a column 1 and not to skip any problems. At time 1, students in Manitoba and Quebec completed the addition and subtraction subsets. The reported reliability for arithmetic fluency task is 0.97. Students' performance on addition and subtraction was highly correlated at time 1 for both regions, p-values less than 0.001. At time 2, students in Manitoba, Quebec, and Northern Ireland completed the addition, subtraction, and multiplication subtests. Students' performance on these subtests were highly correlated at time 2 for all regions, p-values less than 0.001. Students in Chile completed the math fluency subtest of the Bateria 3 Woodcock-Minoes Pruebas de Aprovechamiento at both time points. Students were given 3 minutes to solve single-digit addition, sum less than or equal to 17, subtraction, the inverse of the previously mentioned addition questions, and multiplication problems, up to the 5 times table. Because the reliabilities for the Spanish version of the math fluency subset were unavailable from the technical report, internal reliability was calculated based on the accuracy of individual trials, where 75% of the students attempted to respond based on the current sample. Chromebox alpha equals 0.79 and 0.81 at time 1 and time 2, respectively. 4. Results. 4.1. Research question 1. Are the patterns of development of number line estimation similar across regions? 4.1.1. Quantitative performance on the number line across regions. Mean PAE on the number line task was analyzed in a 2, time, time 1, time 2, by 4, region, Manitoba, Quebec, Northern Ireland, Chile, mixed ANOVA with repeated measures on time. Because ANOVA used listwise deletion, only students with data at both time points were included in the analysis. Performance varied with region. F of 3 and 410 equals 10.63, MSE equals 87.05, probability is less than 0.001, ETA squared P equals 0.07. Post hoc test using the Bonferroni adjustment revealed that, averaged across years, students from Chile, with a mean of 12.5%, were more accurate on the number line task than students from Manitoba, with a mean of 17.2%. Northern Ireland with a mean of 17.5%, and Quebec with a mean of 16.1%. No significant differences were found among the latter three regions, with probabilities greater than 0.05. Students improved from time 1 to time 2, 18.1% versus 13.5%, F of 1 and 410 equals 126.15, MSE equals 26.57, probability is less than 0.001, ETA squared P equals 0.24. These main effects were qualified by a significant region by time interaction. F of 3 and 410 equals 4.50, MSE equals 26.57, probability equals 0.004, ETA squared P equals 0.03. See Figure 2. Figure 2 shows that, as expected, performance at time 1 was consistent with group differences in age and schooling. Specifically, the Chilean students had better performance than children in Manitoba and Northern Ireland, with probabilities less than 0.001. No other group differences were significant, with probabilities greater than 0.05. At time 2, the Chilean students maintained their average, with probabilities less than 0.01, but the other three groups had similar levels of performance, with probabilities greater than 0.05, presumably because the curricular demands are similar for these groups by this point. Students in Northern Ireland improved the most. Quantitatively, the students from Chile appear to have better understanding of the number line task sooner than the students in the other three regions. 4.1.2. Qualitative patterns of change in number line performance. We use latent profile analysis, LPA, to investigate changes in patterns of performance in the number line task for students in the four regions. Classified as latent variable model approach, LPA is used to identify latent groups within a population based on a set of variables or observations. In the present study, we use LPA to assume that students can be grouped with varying degrees of probability into profiles that differ based on patterns of estimation. Footnote 3. We also computed the statistical fit of each student's response for linear, logarithmic, and power models, and compared those fits to the profiles revealed in the LPA. These statistical models did not provide additional insights into patterns of number line estimation across development. Accordingly, we do not discuss those results further, although the relevant information is included in the supplementary material. The cross-sectional LPA was conducted using data from all students who completed the number line task, 496 at time 1 and 502 at time 2. See table 1 for numbers in each region. Longitudinal analyses were conducted using the data from all students, based on the full information maximum likelihood estimation, FIML, in which model parameters are estimated based on all the information in the variance-covariance matrix, resulting in a biased parameter estimates under even a higher level of missing data for longitudinal analyses under missing at random assumptions. Footnote 4. Sensitivity analyses of the lane transition analysis showed similar results, that is, percentages of students who stayed or transitioned from one profile to another, for both FIML and list-wise deletion, that is, only on students who completed the number line tasks at both points are included estimation strategies. Thus, data from all the students were included in the analyses. 4.1.2.1 Lane profile analysis at time 1 and time 2. There were a few outlier scores defined as absolute value of z-scores greater than 3.29 from the mean of our sample on the number line task. N equals 1 at time 1, N equals 3 at time 2. Analyses to evaluate the stability of the profile classification presented in subsequent sections based on the full sample and a sample excluding these four outliers indicated the same number and type of profile solutions. Thus, the results based on the full sample are reported in the subsequent analyses. To assess patterns of change in performance on the number line task, we first use cross-sectional LPA at time 1 and time 2 to determine whether similar estimation profiles emerged. Each initial model included a single profile. Subsequent models were then compared against the previous models to determine the number of latent profiles that best fit the data. Specifically, we considered three indices to select the best-fitting model. Scaled log likelihood value, abbreviated as LL, higher values indicated a better fit. Bayesian information criterion, or BIC, this involves examining the elbow plot to locate the N profile with the largest decrease compared to the N-1 profiles, and the low Mendel-Rubin likelihood ratio test, abbreviated as LMRLRT, a probability less than 0.05 suggests that N is better than N-1 profiles. Each model was tested with multiple sets of random start values exceeding 1,000 with 50 initial stage iterations. The best log likelihood value was replicated, suggesting that the optimal set of parameter estimates is trustworthy. The first non-significant p-value for the LMR-LRT occurred with a 3-profile model at time 1 and 4-profile model at time 2, indicating that adding more classes to the model would not statistically improve model fit. Thus, we stopped testing additional models at the 4-class model at both time points. Fit indices for each model are reported in Table 2. Although the fit statistics did not mutually identify a single LPA model as the best-fitting model, the biggest improvement in fit, that is, largest decrease in BIC, appeared at the 2-profile model at both time points. Moreover, LMR-LRT values suggested that the 2-profile model was significantly better than the 1-profile model, whereas the 3-profile model did not significantly improve the model fit at time 1. Although the 3-profile model at time 2 significantly improved the model fit, further inspection revealed one profile with a small number of students, N equals 23, with no consistent estimation patterns. When an additional profile does not improve the model, parsimony is favored. Thus, considering the fit indices and parsimony together, the 2-profile solution was retained. Once the final models were selected, we examined the entropy values for overall classification of the model. The entropy values for the 2-profile models at both time points were above 0.80, suggesting that the latent profiles were highly discriminable. 4.1.2.2 Transition from time 1 to time 2. Next, we conducted an unconditional latent transition analysis, LTA, based on the selected LPA models. We expected that the structure and number of profiles extracted from the LPA models at time 1 and time 2 would be highly similar. As such, we tested a full measurement invariance LTA model, with all measurement parameters held equally between both time points. The results of the unconditional LTA model replicated the results from the LPA. Log likelihood equals 2.02, Bayesian information criterion equals 189,567, entropy equals 0.87. We label the 2 profiles as uniform and variable in accord with the patterns shown in Figure 3. See also swarm plots figure S1 and spaghetti plots figure S2, which shows the location of each estimate for each target on the number line. Specifically, students in the uniform profile made accurate estimates for all target numbers. In contrast, students in the variable profile consistently placed estimates for numbers larger than 100 above the midpoint, that is 500, of the number line. We next examined the percentage of students who transitioned from one profile to another over time. At time 1, 41% of students were classified in the variable profile and 59% of the students were classified in the uniform profile. By time 2, the percentage of students in the uniform profile increased to 82%, indicating that most of the students demonstrated understanding of number relations by time 2. However, 18% of students remained in the variable profile at time 2, indicating that their understanding of the magnitude of three-digit numbers in relation to the number line was weak. From time 1 to time 2, 74% of students showed stable performance, either staying in the uniform profile or staying in the variable profile. 24% of the students improved in that they transitioned from the variable to uniform profile, and only 2% of students regressed from the uniform profile to the variable profile. As shown in Figure 3, regardless of region, most of the students remained in the uniform profile or transitioned from the variable to uniform profile. A chi-square test of independence showed that there was significant association between region and profile transition. Chi-square of 9 equals 36.04, probability is less than 0.001, Kramer's V equals 0.14. We then compared adjusting residuals among the transition profiles. Adjusting for multiple comparisons using the Bonferroni method, probability less than 0.004. A smaller percentage of students in Northern Ireland, 43%, probability less than 0.001, and a larger percentage of the students in Chile, 73%, probability equals 0.002, started in the uniform profile and remained in the uniform profile compared to the other regions. Quebec, 68%, and Manitoba, 60%, did not differ significantly. A similar percentage of students transitioned from the variable to the uniform profile in Quebec, 22%, Chile, 20%, Manitoba, 18%, and Northern Ireland, 32%, probabilities less than 0.004. Furthermore, a smaller percentage of students in Chile, 4%, probability equals 0.001, started in the variable profile and remained in the variable profile compared to Manitoba, 18%, Northern Ireland, 22%, and Quebec, 11%. No other comparison was significant. In summary, most students were in the uniform profile at time 2 regardless of region, with Chile continuing to have the strongest performance. 4.1.3. What factors differentiated students across profiles? To determine the factors that were related to students' performance profile, we explored which demographic variables, that is, age and month, genders, school SES and immersion status, and mathematical skills, that is, number comparison, transcoding, arithmetic fluency, and word problem solving, were different for students in the two profiles using the estimates obtained by the LTA. Because different measures were used at each region, analyses were conducted by region. Only 3 students from Chile and 8 students from Quebec stayed in the variable group. Moreover, only 19 students from Chile and 15 students from Quebec transitioned from the variable to uniform profile. By time 2, most students from these two regions were in the uniform profile, see Figure 4. Thus, we performed analyses to examine whether there were any differences in demographic or mathematical factors between students who were in the uniform and variable profiles at time 1, see Table 3. In contrast, for students in Manitoba and Northern Ireland, there was more room for improvement from time 1 to time 2, see Figure 4, than for those in the other two regions. Thus, in addition to examining whether there were any differences in demographic or mathematical factors between students who were in the uniform and variable profiles at time 1, we examined differences for students who moved from or stayed in the variable profile from time 1 to time 2, see Tables 4 and 5. For students in Chile, the percentage of students from high SES schools who were in the uniform profile was significantly higher than the percentage of students from low SES schools, 88.2% versus 66.7%. Boys and girls were equally likely to be in the uniform profile. Within grade, students' age was not related to the profile membership. With respect to mathematics outcomes, students in the uniform profile had better performance on all tasks at both time points, although the difference between profiles was not significant for the transcoding naming at time 2, see Table 3. For students in Quebec, there was no significant associations between students' profile allocation, uniform versus variable, and their school SES, high versus low. Boys were more likely to be in the uniform profile than girls, 84.4% versus 59.1%. Students' age was not related to their profile membership. With respect to mathematics outcomes, students in the uniform profile at Time 1 had better performance on mathematical word problem solving at Time 1, and on number comparison and transcoding at Time 2 than students in the variable profile at Time 1, see Table 2. As shown in Table 4, for students in Manitoba, boys were more likely to be in the uniform profile than girls, 73.8% versus 51.1%. Older students were more likely to be in the uniform profile than younger students. There were no associations between students' profile allocation and their immersion status. With respect to mathematics outcomes, students in the uniform profile at Time 1 had better performance on number comparison, transcoding, arithmetic fluency, and word problem solving at both Time 1 and Time 2 than students in the variable profile at Time 1. Moreover, as shown in Table 5, students who transitioned out of the variable profile had better performance on transcoding naming at Time 1 and on transcoding writing, number comparison, arithmetic fluency, and mathematical word problem solving at Time 2 than students who stayed in the variable profile. There are no significant differences between the two profiles for any other variables. In Northern Ireland, boys are more likely to be in the uniform profile than girls, 61.0% versus 32.7%. There are no significant associations between students' profile allocation and their age or immersion status. With respect to mathematics outcomes, students in the uniform profile at Time 1 had better performance on all the mathematical skills assessed at Time 1 and Time 2 compared to the students in the variable profile at Time 1, see Table 4. Moreover, as shown in Table 5, students who transitioned out of the variable profile had better performance on transcoding naming at both time points, and on transcoding writing and arithmetic fluency at Time 2 than students who stayed in the variable profile. There were no significant differences between the two profiles for any other variables. 4.1.4. Summary. Research Question 1. Patterns of development of number line performance show that students in all regions improved their number line performance between Time 1 and Time 2, and growth was consistent with age and curricular differences between the regions. Two profiles based on the number line performance emerged at each time point, variable and uniform. The quantitative and qualitative analyses revealed that most of the students across the sample either remained in or transitioned to the uniform profile by Time 2, with the students from Chile showing the smallest percentage in the variable profile at Time 2 relative to the other regions. Finally, gender differentiated the profiles, with boys more likely to be in the uniform profile at Time 1 than girls in all three regions but Chile, where no gender differences were found. Profile differences were observed in all regions on transcoding and word problem solving, and number comparison and arithmetic fluency distinguished the profiles in all regions except Quebec. 4.2. Research Question 2. Are the relations among number line estimation and performance on other mathematical tasks similar across regions? Descriptive statistics and correlations among all measures can be found in tables S2 to S6 in the supplementary materials. Note that transcoding was negatively skewed for Manitoba, writing and naming, at Time 1, and Northern Ireland, writing and naming, at both Time 1 and Time 2, Z-skew greater than 3.29. Kendall's tau correlations were used for the transcoding measures in Manitoba and Northern Ireland. The remaining measures were normally distributed, and thus Pearson's R correlations were used. Overall, students' number line performance was correlated with all other mathematics measures except for students in Quebec, where number line estimation was not significantly correlated with number comparison at Time 1 or word problem solving at Time 2. We compared the strength of the correlations between number line estimation and each task across the four regions using univariate analysis of variance. For details and syntax, see OSF. There were no significant differences in the strength of the correlations either concurrently, Time 1 number line estimation correlated with Time 1 outcomes, Time 2 number line estimation correlated with Time 2 outcomes, or over time. Time 1 number line estimation predicted Time 2 outcomes across the four regions, probabilities greater than 0.05. Next, we conducted meta-analyses to examine the associations between number line estimation performance and each mathematical task across the four regions, see Figure 5. Separate meta-analyses were performed for each task concurrently and over time. Fixed effects were used, with the mean effect size weighted by sample size. Across all regions, number line estimation was significantly associated with mathematics outcomes, both concurrently and over time. Except for the relation between number line estimation at time 1 and arithmetic fluency at time 2, which had a large effect size, and between number line estimation at time 1 and naming transcoding at time 2, which had a small effect size, medium effect sizes, that is, 0.34 to 0.50, were found between number line estimation and mathematics outcomes, all probabilities less than 0.001. In summary, for students who varied in country, educational experiences, and language of instruction, number line estimation was consistently related both concurrently and longitudinally to performance on other mathematical tasks. 5. Discussion. Performance on number line tasks is consistently related to both concurrent and later mathematical competence. Although researchers have compared performance on the number line task for students in different countries, these studies often only consist of a single time point and do not consider many of the factors known to relate to number line performance, such as age, gender, socioeconomic status, language, and educational experience. In the present study, we examined patterns of the number line performance over time across 4 regions that varied in language spoken and curricular requirements, and where students varied in age, language of instruction, and years of formal education. Despite the variability in these factors, patterns of development and relations between number line performance and other mathematical measures were similar across regions, both qualitatively and quantitatively. 5.1. Research Question 1. Are the patterns of development of number line estimation similar across regions? Across regions and at both time points, two profiles of performance emerged. 1. A uniform profile in which estimates were accurately placed across the range of the line. And 2. A variable profile in which students often inaccurately place estimates for target numbers greater than 100 beyond the midpoint. Regional differences in mean percentage absolute error, that is PAE, see figure 2, and differential membership in the uniform profile, see figure 3, may be a result of students' different educational experiences. At time 1, approximately 40% of students across regions were classified in the variable profile, suggesting that many students had not yet acquired an understanding of place value beyond 2 digits. In particular, 81% of students in the variable profile were from Manitoba and Northern Ireland, regions in which curriculum expectations did not include numbers greater than 100 at time 1. Moreover, in Manitoba, there is no public preschool prior to age 5. Thus, those children had fewer years in educational settings than others. By time 2, 1 year later, curricular expectations in all regions including knowledge of numbers to 1,000, and most students, more than 75% in each of the 4 regions, were in the uniform profile. Thus, across these diverse groups, number line performance showed a convergence related to students' educational experience. Overall, these results support the view that performance on the number line task improves as students gain mathematical knowledge that is directly related to their curricular expectations and amount of schooling. We found that students from Chile consistently made more accurate estimates on the number line than students from the other regions. Notably, number tapes and number lines are routinely used in Chilean schools, which may contribute to the superior performance of Chilean students. Also, school SES differentiated Chilean students in the uniform versus variable profiles. In Chile, most high SES schools are not subsidized by the government and thus parents pay for their children to attend. Schools in socially advantaged areas have more resources and better prepared teachers. Thus, despite equivalent curricula, students in high SES schools may be introduced to a more advanced mathematical concepts than those in low SES schools. In contrast, school SES did not significantly differentiate students from Quebec in profile membership. All the schools in the Quebec sample were publicly funded schools that followed the same curriculum, and teachers at these schools had obtained an undergraduate degree in elementary teaching, that is, bachelor's in education and a teaching diploma. In Quebec, schools' SES designation is not based on school resources, but rather on family income and maternal education. In summary, relations between mathematical performance and school SES may vary within and across countries, depending on how school SES is defined and operationalized. Of the 4 regions, students in Northern Ireland showed the greatest improvement in number line estimation from time 1 to time 2. Although students in Northern Ireland made the least accurate estimates at time 1, they were also approximately 6 months younger than the students from the other 3 regions. These results support the view that estimates on the number line task become more accurate as students get older. However, in addition to general development, curriculum expectations and subsequent instruction play an important role in the development of mathematics skills. Indeed, after having received formal instruction on numbers to 1,000, that is by time 2, students from Northern Ireland had similar number line performance to students from other regions, indicating that they had acquired knowledge of the relative quantities of three-digit numbers and the ability to place those numbers reasonably accurately. These results suggest that early differences across regions reflect variability related to age and educational experience. In some previous studies, researchers found relations between language spoken and number line performance. Note, however, that Muldoon et al. 2011 did not find differences between Chinese and Scottish children on number line performance when they were matched on other mathematical skills, showing that cultural differences may not always reflect language differences. In the present research, because students from the four regions did not speak the same first or second languages, we cannot make direct comparisons about the roles of first language in any cross-cultural differences we found. However, students from two regions, Manitoba and Northern Ireland, were enrolled in either immersion, French or Irish, or English instruction programs. Thus, we have the unique opportunity to investigate whether learning mathematics in a second language would relate to patterns of number line performance. For these two groups, there was no significant differences in profile membership by immersion status. Consistent with prior studies, boys made more accurate number line estimates than girls across all four regions and were more likely to be in the uniform profile than girls in Manitoba, Quebec, and Northern Ireland. There were no gender differences in profile membership in Chile, presumably because most of the students were in the uniform profile. Additional research is needed to determine whether these differences are related to differential use of spatial strategies for numberline estimation for boys versus girls. In summary, several factors contributed to differences in patterns of numberline estimation, both within and between regions. Consistent with previous studies, we found that numberline estimation performance was related to age, SES, educational experience, and gender. Thus, when comparing students across regions, it is important to consider variations in the demographic factors that are related to the development of the numberline estimation skills, and to mathematics learning more generally. Despite these variations, however, the pattern of numberline performance was similar for these groups of students after all of them had received formal instruction for numbers to 1,000. 5.2. Research Question 2. Are the relations among numberline estimation and performance on other mathematical tasks similar across regions? Across regions, correlations of similar strength were found between numberline estimation and diverse mathematical tasks, that is, number comparison, number writing and naming, mathematical word problem solving, and arithmetic fluency. The mini meta-analyses of the associations between numberline estimation and these tasks across four datasets revealed medium effect sizes for all measures. This pattern is consistent with the findings from Schneider et al.'s 2018 meta-analysis, which showed a medium effect size for the relations between numberline estimation and mathematical competence. In summary, regardless of where students were educated, students who made accurate estimates were also more likely to perform well on other mathematical tasks. 5.3. Implications and future research. The similar patterns of estimates and the similar correlations between numberline performance and other mathematical tasks for students from all four regions suggest that the numberline task is a useful index of mathematical skill across diverse groups. Importantly, however, educators and researchers must consider the range of the line in relation to curricular expectations. At time 1, the 0 to 1,000 number line was beyond the curricular requirements in Manitoba and Northern Ireland. A relatively large number of students in Manitoba and Northern Ireland samples were members of the variable profile, consistent with the curricular requirements. By time 2, based on the curricula for the four regions, all students had experience with representing, comparing, and ordering three-digit numbers to 1,000. Accordingly, the data revealed that most students were members of the uniform profile at time 2. Thus, to obtain uniformly accurate estimates, the range of the task needs to be within students' number system knowledge. Acquiring number system knowledge, however, is not sufficient for accurate performance on the number line estimation task. At time 2, the mean PAE was above 10% in all regions, suggesting that learning the relations between numerals and magnitudes in the range specified by the task is only the first step in acquiring proficiency. Students also need to apply the proportional reasoning and spatial skills to precisely estimate the location of target numbers. For example, knowledge of magnitudes should help students to decide 503 is only slightly larger than 500, and so it should be placed very close to the midpoint on the 0 to 1000 number line. In the future, researchers should explore both number system knowledge and spatial knowledge as crucial factors in number line development. In the present study, we use latent transition analysis to investigate the development of number line estimation for students in four regions. Our focus was on empirical patterns of performance, and therefore we did not make inferences about underlying representations or strategy use. Other researchers have fit statistic models to similar data to make inferences about theory and strategy use in estimation, for example, using linear and logarithmic functions to infer how children's magnitude representations change, or using cyclical power models to infer strategy use. However, as in the present study, see supplementary material, patterns of estimates may not show a best fit to one statistical model, nor do the strategies that are inferred from statistical models necessarily reflect the strategies that students use to make estimates. The accuracy data in the present study was not sufficient to provide appropriate inferences beyond patterns of performance. Instead, to test theoretical models of strategy use and their relations to mental representations and processes, researchers need to compare results inferred from statistical models with those from other dependent measures, such as detailed error patterns for specific targets, verbal strategy reports, and eye tracking data. Such detailed investigations may provide further insights into cross-cultural differences that result from varying educational experiences and contribute to a better understanding of how representations and strategies develop in number line estimation. Beyond accuracy and profile membership, we examine the relations between number line performance and other mathematical measures. We found similar relations across diverse groups, suggesting that the number line is a useful tool for comparisons across countries. However, because the administration, scoring, and stimuli were not consistent across all four regions for the other numeracy and mathematical tasks, we could not use LTA to determine which tasks predicted the transition from uniform to variable profile membership. Ideally, researchers should try and make tasks as consistent as possible across sites, that is, items, scoring, timing, when examining the relations between number line estimation and mathematical competence across diverse groups of students. Finally, although we were able to compare number line estimation for students learning in immersion versus English instruction programs, we could not investigate the rules of differences in language structure with these data because differences in the language of instruction across regions were confounded by other differences, that is, age, years of education, educational experiences, and SES. Additional processing demands may be required for students to process three-digit numbers if they are learning mathematics in a second language. Moreover, the number naming system is more systematic in some languages than others, which may also influence number line performance. For example, two-digit number structure is more complex in French than it is in English or Spanish. That is, in French, 70 is 6010, 80 is 420. Additional research is needed to determine how differences in language of instruction may influence number line development. 6. Conclusion. Students from different countries and regions show similar patterns of number line performance. However, accuracy of number line estimates was related to various factors, that is, age, school SES, educational experiences, and gender, both within and between regions. Across regions, the relations between number line estimation and other mathematical tasks were consistent. We concluded that, across diverse groups of students who vary with respect to number of years of formal education, language of instruction, and curriculum, the number line task can provide insights into both concurrent and longitudinal mathematics achievement. Acknowledgement. Support for the project was provided by the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council, SSHRC, of Canada, through an Insight Grant, 435-2018-1463, to Joanne Lefebvre, Aaron A. Maloney, Helena P. Osana, and Sharon Lynn Schwarchuk by the Chilean National Fund for Scientific and Technology Development, ANID-CONICYT-FONDECYT, through grant FONDECYT-118-0675, and ANID-MILENIO-NCS2021_014 to Maria Ines Suspirigui and by BA/Leverhulme Small Research Grant SG170445 to Judith Wiley and Victoria Sims. Appendix A, Table A1 to A5. Symbolic number comparison stimuli set. Number pairs. Small distance size. 5 to 2. 4 to 7. 5 to 3. 5 to 8. 3 to 2. 5 to 7. 8 to 6. 7 to 9. 5 to 4. 5 to 6. 7 to 8. 7 to 8. 9 to 8. Number pairs. Large distance size. 1 to 8. 7 to 1. 1 to 6. 5 to 1. 2 to 9. 8 to 2. 2 to 7. 9 to 3. 3 to 8. 3 to 7. 9 to 4. 4 to 8. 9 to 5. Transcoding stimuli set. Appendix A, supporting information. Supplementary data associated with this article can be found in the online version at doi:10.1016/j.cogdev.2023.101355.